Here with us in the Leaders Portfolio studio is the president and CEO of Delta Resources Incorporated, Ms. Maria Pro-S2. And I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. Welcome, Maria, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Delta Resources, Inc. provides program management, IT, engineering, and administrative support. You have approximately 275 employees, revenues of $45 million, and you started this about 10 years ago.
Yes, we did. We're very proud to have made it through that 10-year milestone. We had a big celebration last October, and we're happy to celebrate our 10 years.
Excellent. And you and talk a little bit about what you provide folks through your business.
Well, our mission statement is about providing our government customers with the research and analysis and information that they need to make the best decisions for the country's future. So that is really the cornerstone of what we do. The way I like to think about it is we work for the good guys. We're trying to help the good guys get the best result for their mission, you know. So we're trying to help save the taxpayers' money. We're trying to help get the bad guys. We do a lot of DoD support, so we're very focused on the national security objectives of the country.
So tell me a little bit about some of the services you provide. We said program management, IT, engineering, administrative support. Is it to certain federal government clients or across all defense clients?
We got our start with the Navy, and so our initial start was working for the Department of the Navy, helping the Navy work on interoperability problems. So what we did there is we had some very complex engineering challenges. The Navy was trying to field some very sophisticated IT capabilities. And the technical folks really were working hard, but things just weren't coming together. And there were various reasons for that. And so our help to them was to really help put them on a path. So a lot of the program management support is helping engineers build schedules and manage to those schedules. So that's sort of where we got our start. Our additional portfolio has expanded through that because interoperability touches so many different things. We've been able to take that experience base and use that with other DoD agencies. We do a lot of work with DISA, which is Defense Information Systems Agency, in the cybersecurity area. So a lot of that help to engineers is now help to computer scientists and IT professionals.
And engineering, you have a bachelor's degree in international relations from George Washington University and a master's degree in law and diplomacy from Tufts University. So engineering is kind of self-taught.
Yes.
For you. Yeah.
Yes. My specialty was national security policy when I got my master's degree, and I actually got into the industry through that relationship. One of my classmates was a naval officer and said, I need help. Come help me. We need contractors to help us. And I said, well, what's a contractor? I thought they built houses. And then I found out it was really consulting. And as part of that work that I was doing in the national security area, I was able to translate that into learning the engineering field. And I've been very fortunate. My partners are engineers. So they're both electrical engineers. So we complement each other very well.
And you co-founded the business, so your partners were with you since inception?
We started out with three founders, myself, Kevin Mills, who's our CFO, and our third co-founder was Bob Elseth, who unfortunately we lost him on 9/11 at the Pentagon.
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
He was serving as a Naval Reserve officer that day. And we've brought on another partner after we lost Bob, and his name's Tom Winkler, and he has a similar background as Bob. So.
And, wow, it gives you interesting insight, you know.
And, mm-hmm.
I've interviewed another CEO who had a kind of a partner death as well, and all of a sudden they felt like they were kind of thrown into roles they weren't used to having. Did that occur for you when that happened, when the tragedy happened?
It did. I mean, Kevin and I sat down and we thought about it and we said, what do we want to do? Do we want to continue with this? And when we started the company, we really had some very strong ideas about what we wanted to accomplish. And we actually made the decision that it was important to Bob's legacy that we carry on and that we continue to do what we did. And ironically, Bob's last business meeting before he checked into the Pentagon was to meet with Tom Winkler, who's now our COO, to try and convince him to come work for us.
So, oh, wow.
So it was, of course, they talked about other things and he forgot to tell Tom, hey, the real reason we're having lunch is I want you to come work for us.
Wow, but, that's so interesting.
We had to make that call after the fact.
Wow, that's an interesting story. Now, your revenues were $45 million in 2010, and Delta Resources Inc. gave about $65,000 in 2010 to charitable organizations, either employee giving, corporate donations of items, and corporate sponsorship of events. And we always highlight that here because that's one of the facets of leadership that we talk about, mm-hmm. which is giving back. So talk to me about kind of how you designed your charity program. Is that an area that you're involved in? Is it something you believe in and it's not really your area, et cetera?
Actually, it is a very important area, and it's a very important part of what I do, and it's part of what we build the whole company around. Our employees are actively engaged in that. Our program, which is called Delta Acts, has with it the volunteer component as well as the giving component, the corporate match and so on. And we also have a Delta Acts designated charity that we select, a philanthropy that we select to support. And we have an offsite every year, and our employees vote on that. And for 3 years running, we've selected the Fisher House Foundation as our charity. What we wanted to do is have something where we gave back to the community that we were serving. And so in our case, Wounded Warriors, helping support those families of the Wounded Warriors was really important to us. Of course, we're also very involved in the Pentagon Memorial Foundation. And in memory of Bob, we've been making some significant donations there. But when we designed the program, we wanted it to be more than just, okay, if you make a donation, I'm going to match it. It should be tied to our corporate mission statement. It should also, or it should be tied to our community. So supporting our local community, doing food banks, those sorts of things within our local community. And we really rely on our employees to help out.
And that's going to get into your overall leadership philosophy. So talk to me about that. How would you answer the question, what's your overall leadership philosophy?
Okay.
That's a huge question,
right? It's a huge question. It's kind of hard to answer with just one answer. I do think my leadership philosophy is really built within the whole concept of how we started the company, which was with the concept of partnership. I knew when I started the company, I couldn't do it alone. I would never have done it if I didn't have my partners with me. So we lean on each other, we divide and conquer, do what makes sense. So that's a big part of our philosophy as well. But the partnership concept is really a cornerstone of who we are and what we do. And when we talk about that partnership in service, it's with our employees. We partner with our employees. We really focus on giving them good benefits, packages, and most importantly, that flexible work environment that they might need to take care of their personal needs and the flexibility to do what they need to do to support the customer. And so that's really, of course, the third and central part of our partnership concept is to partner with our customers. So we really feel that we're partnering with the government to try and help them get the best solutions, the best innovations that they might need to accomplish their mission objectives.
Excellent. Now, you served as the first contract financial manager for the Theater Air Warfare Directorate in the Office of the Chief of Naval Operations of the Pentagon. That's the longest title ever, right?
Oh, there's many
longer ones.
Oh, trust me.
So that's interesting. And that gave you kind of the insider, which you mentioned earlier, that was, and then you were able to kind of do this on your own. So another question is, you mentioned your business says your business is a quote-unquote woman-owned business when it explains what it does. So I'm going to ask you, how would it be differently if it was male-owned, other than the points that you would get for federal contracting?
Well, and you know, it's interesting. We never were able to leverage our women-owned status because of the way the government was implementing the women-owned federal contracting program.
Because of your partners?
No,
okay,
there's another reason in that the SBA had not implemented the program after Congress passed the law in 1999. And so we were never able to leverage that for prime contracting opportunities where Delta would serve as the prime. It did help us get on teams, but that was never really the reason. You know, Kevin, my partner, likes to say, well, Bob and I went out in the hallway and we said, who should be the president? And they said, well, of course, Maria. And that's how we decided that I should be the owner, or that I would get the 51% ownership in the company. And it was, I like to think some of it was personality. When I say divide and conquer and do what makes sense, I was always the one that was the and of course I am now, the strategic thinker. I'm focused on the future direction of the company. Because of our very important focus on workplace flexibility and work-life balance, we felt it was important to divide and conquer. And so Kevin is our CFO, so he focuses on the finances and maintaining cost competitiveness for our contracts. And then Tom, who's our COO, focuses on personnel management, facility management, and sort of the overall operations of the company. So by doing that, that would allow us to continue to move forward. And it just made sense for me to be the president, and that's how we made the decision. So I'm very grateful to them for recognizing my leadership skills and not letting my gender hold me back, if you will.
So that's interesting. Okay, that's an interesting answer. So you, so Delta, I was saying, women-owned business established in 2000 to provide program management and other services. And you do this other interesting thing. It's the annual appreciation banquet where you recognize employees for outstanding work. I think that's interesting, right? And that's probably helped you guys as a business a lot.
Well, it's a big part of our partnership concept. We have our annual employee appreciation banquet in February or January every year, so a winter event, and we also have a summer event, and that's actually the bigger event. Our corporate offsite in August is really a family event, and we bring their whole families in, and we do a strategic briefing, and we also do that employee recognition for their work and their accomplishments. So,
excellent, excellent. Well, thanks for being with us, Maria Pro S2. Got it right, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
From Delta Resources Incorporated. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I also want to thank our sponsors for supporting leadership content: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. We really appreciate you. And if you're a business, get your Leaders Portfolio Awards application in.